Kia ora, ko Daniela Mawate Coxaho. No mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. In the House this week, Budget 2019 has been the centre of attention. But there were 2 days of business before that, and on one of them, the newest MP in the House gave their first speech.
I am Paolo Garcia. I am Catholic. I am a Filipino and a New Zealander. And I am happy, excited, and blessed to be standing here before you. It is a privilege and an honor to work with all of you, and it is a testament to this great nation that migrants can become New Zealanders and represent this nation in our House of Parliament.
List MP Paolo Garcia replaces former National MP Nuk Korako. It's tradition for new MPs to make a maiden statement which outlines their values, hopes, and aspirations.
Even though we have evolved to be just and compassionate, we also have the evolved capacity for greed, anger, and hatred. All of us have the seeds of prejudice within us, but it is a question of which seeds we water and grow. There have been people that say my views are intolerant. Why? Because I am pro-life? Because I believe in the sanctity of life? Because I take the great Maori proverb literally and to its logical conclusion. He aha te mea nui o te ao. What is the most important thing in the world? He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. It is the people, it is the people, it is the people. And just as Maori have such a beautiful saying, so too do I stand on the words of Mahatma Gandhi when he says, the true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members. When it comes to human beings, we cannot pick and choose which ones are protected and which ones are not. And we cannot say some vulnerable lives must be protected, but others not.
Maiden statements also reveal a new MP's plans for their time at Parliament and their background.
We need to be truly aware of our real motivation as to why we are here. Are we here to just promote self and self-interest? Are our actions ultimately driven by what will benefit our in-group only? Our answers may reveal that we may then not truly be representative of all people in New Zealand, and we must and may rectify our intentions. I would not be here without the help of amazing examples of fortitude and courage. My mother, Anna, as she personally took loving care of my father over the 10 years he had suffered dementia until his death. My father-in-law, Rene, who personally took loving care of my mother-in-law as she was struck by ALS until her passing. The love of my life, Malu, and my beloved daughters, Mariana, Rocio, Lucia, and Ana Carmela, who inspire me to give myself to others more and more every day, leaving nothing for myself. 14 years ago, I was a struggling student at the University of Auckland Law, taking papers and the bar exam. Those were tough times. We were a single-income household of six. But now here I stand as a member of Parliament of this great nation.
That was Parliament's newest MP, Paolo Garcia. I te whakurongo koe ki te whare. You've been listening to The House. I hōtake e pua ki nā tētahi pūtia āwhina nō mai i te pārimata. Mā te wā.